Welcome to Playmakers Talk Show, where business owners, professionals, and entrepreneurs gather to discover playmaking ideas for success. Your host is internationally recognized speaker, facilitator, and author, Steve Klein, who sits down with fascinating playmakers who have made themselves and their company successful. Steve will introduce you to CEOs and executives who discuss their playmaking path toward success. And now, it's time to meet this show's playmaker. Here's your host, Steve Klein.
George Bernard Shaw said, "The people who get on in this world are the people who get up and look for the circumstances they want, and if they can't find them, make them." Welcome, Playmakers Talk Show. I'm Steve Klein. Our studio today is a guest who makes his own circumstances. Today's playmaker is knocking on the door of $50 million in annual revenue. This great playmaker is Matt Schurstad, founder and CEO of Fortress Building Products. CEO Matt founded Fortress Building Products in 2002, which is comprised of four subsidiaries: Fortress Railing Products, Fortress Fence Products, Osco Building Products, and its newest business, Fortress Deck. The brands span from backyard products like Osco's ornamental wood ties to more industrial ornamental iron fence securing the perimeters of buildings like the Chicago Bulls and Chicago Blackhawks at the United Center. The products from Fortress companies are available throughout the U.S. and Canada. Based in Garland, Texas, Fortress products are designed and manufactured on the growing segments of the deck, railing, fence, pergola, and outdoor living markets. Fortress has grown to more than 400,000 square feet of dedicated manufacturing facilities, 100,000 square feet of indoor warehousing, and substantial paved outdoor storage on a new 10-acre property that houses the corporate offices. Well, lots to talk about. Matt, welcome to Playmakers Talk Show.
Thank you, Steve.
Now, you didn't start out in the building products business. So what happened to your career in the ski industry, especially for Vail Resorts?
Well, Steve, I had the dream job, ski in, ski out office, working for Vail Resorts in the marketing department, and got sucked back into the family business and back to Texas.
Well, was skiing and working in Colorado your dream job?
It absolutely was. That's what I ended up going to school for, and pursued that to the seat that I wanted to be in.
Let's talk about how you got in the building products business, because I mentioned in the beginning that you thought that it was incredibly boring initially. You worked with your dad, but talk about that transition, what you did early on, and how you came to have Fortress Building Products.
Well, I grew up around this business, so my father had a company named Woodmark International. Many of the stair parts, wood and iron, that you would see in homes today came from Woodmark. So my first paychecks came from working in that warehouse. And as a kid, that's not the most glamorous position. And knowing what my father did was not something that I necessarily saw as my future and something I desired to do. So as you noted, I pursued a career in marketing and in the ski industry. And that eventually came to a close when I came back to just help him with a branding and a marketing update, as well as new product development.
So that was your beginning back into the building products business.
Yeah. So I guess it was 2002. I was back for what was going to be a summer, and began working on new product development, and that became the Fortress product line. By the end of the summer, we had the product set up, we had manufacturing going, and we had a small sales channel that had developed. And at that point, he gave me the opportunity to stick around and see what I could make of Fortress, and that was one of those big why-in-the-road decisions that you have to make, and I guess you can see which one I took.
My guess is that you still ski occasionally.
I do.
But it's not your money-making venture. Now, at that time, was Fortress a part of Woodmark International?
So Fortress started just as a product line. In 2002 was when the line developed. We became a division of Woodmark in 2003, and in short order, 2004, we broke off on our own and started paving our own path at that point. Well, I believe it's a lot to do with the innovation that we've been able to bring to a market segment and an industry that oftentimes has struggled to innovate and move forward and advance. We really attribute a lot of that to just listening to the contractors, listening to the builders that are using products day in and day out. They identify the struggles and the challenges, and oftentimes they have the solutions. You just need to ask the questions and listen to them and then figure out how to solve their problems.
Now, you were fortunate to get your start working through your father's business. You then broke off on your own. What kind of struggles did you have initially getting Fortress Building Products going?
Well, it certainly is. It's not easy to get a business off the ground, but growing up in that infrastructure for Fortress and in having the foundation and a bit of the roadmap or blueprint, if you will, that certainly helped. But you still have to go out and build the team, build your channel, identify customers, find the right partners, and grow from there. And so those early years were, you know, there were exciting times, but there's a lot of ups and downs as you work through those early years and try and build revenue to support growth.
You mentioned something which I believe is a key to your success, and that's team. You mentioned the team. So how does your team cause you to be successful?
Well, early on, it was really our products that were our foundation, but you can't survive on that forever, and that helped us get the business built to a point that we could really start going out and recruiting and building a team, and I'm so thankful that we had that opportunity and that we were able to do that. You certainly see as the business grows and becomes more complex that without the right team, you're going to fall into the traps that so many businesses do fall into. And so building that team has really been a real key to our success and made this possible.
We are speaking with Matt Schurstad. Matt is the CEO and founder of Fortress Building Products. And you can go to fortressbp.com to find out more about Fortress. Your materials are unique. You're going to primarily a non-wood product. Talk about the materials. You showed me a piece of a that potentially is going to be working to your business. How do your materials differ from most materials that are out there?
Well, we you're right, Steve. We really do focus more on alternative building materials. So low maintenance is a big part of what we're about. If you look through all of our different product groups and our businesses, you're going to find low-maintenance solutions. Really, the outdoor living segment is one that people love to be outside, but they don't necessarily love to be out on their hands and knees sanding and staining a deck every year, or out hammering nails into to a fence to keep it propped up. That's just not what outdoor living is about.
Yeah, been there, done that.
Yeah. So most of our products from the get-go in 2002 are low-maintenance metals, iron, aluminum, stainless steel, glass, alternative items that can be used to open up views and really reduce the maintenance and the time that you spend outside working.
Let's talk about the just the decking initially. What's it made of, a lot of the deck that you have that you sell? You still have wood products, but what is the new decking you're using made out of? What kind of materials?
So in 2016, midway through the year, we launched a very, very exciting new business called Fortress Deck. Infinity Decking is the primary product, and Infinity Decking is made of recycled plastics and bamboo, and then it has an engineered resin cap that encapsulates the entire product. That prevents your moisture from penetrating the product and ultimately prevents the need to have the annual maintenance. And so we're able to offer a 25-year warranty on a backyard deck.
I'm just thinking about what a wood deck would look like after 25 years with no maintenance. At 25 years, it probably looks new at that point. There's not a lot of damage that can incurred on your product, is that correct?
Absolutely. These products, where this industry has gotten to at this point in time and where we plan to take it, it's incredible what these can do.
Now, you were mentioning before the show started that the decking interlocks together, but it's built in such a way that if one piece were to be damaged, you don't have to take apart the entire deck, just that one piece replace it. Is that correct?
That's correct, yes. The installation uses what's called the Hulk clips and fasteners. And Hulk is a system that allows you to interlock two pieces of decking with no visible screws on the surface. So you have nothing for your kids' feet to step on or risk catching their foot on or anything like that. But then, as you mentioned, if you ever were to have a bucket of paint spill on your deck or something to that matter where you needed to remove a single board, you can simply back the screws out between the crack between the two boards and release that individual board and replace it.
So it makes it a lot easier for that home to have something looking nice all the time. Between railing products, fence products, building products, and deck, which is your largest business? Where is most of your income coming from?
Well, it's pretty evenly distributed, and they're all growing and growing at a fast pace. But the railing and fence businesses were our first, and so those are the two largest. But Osco and Fortress Deck are both moving in the right direction and moving quickly.
Let's talk about the fence business. Is that also wood or is that non-wood?
That's
non-wood product.
That is non-wood. So that's ornamental iron used in residential, commercial, and industrial applications. So it really spans everything from golf courses, backyard fence, or to, as you mentioned earlier, around stadiums and large commercial projects.
So you have something residential and commercial. Your business, as I mentioned at the very top of the show, is knocking on the door doing $50 million in annual revenue. You're in Canada, Europe, all 50 states. From the Dallas Business Journal, it said that you will likely double your annual revenue over the next 3 years to $100 million. What's the secret to your success?
Well, I really do think the focus that we have on these unique niches and our ability to innovate has really been a key to our success. We're able to look within these different, currently four segments that we're operating in, identify the needs, listen to the customers, listen to what they're needing, and come up with innovative solutions for those. And once you've built that infrastructure that we have today, it makes releasing new products, new solutions easier every year.
So you have decking, railing products, fence products, building products. Do you anticipate additional divisions for your company in the future?
I do. With inside of the businesses that we already have, we've got a lineup of products that are going through R&D right now. And so we're going to have introductions over the next several years that are further expanding the businesses we're already in, but there are other things that are not outside of the building products category, but outside of the market segments that we operate in today that we're looking at right now, and I would expect that to happen in the future.
Well, I'm interested that anybody that wants to find out more about your products, and you have websites for all of them, but your main website is fortressbp.com, but they don't buy directly from you. So should somebody have interest in your products, where would they purchase them?
So we've got on each one of our websites, there's a website for each one of the business units. There's a locator on there where you can go, depending on the business unit, type in your zip code and identify where the products are available. And so wherever you are in U.S., Canada, or the U.K., you can type in that zip code and find out where to find the products.
They definitely can find your products then. Going from almost $50 million, which is where you are now, to doubling in 3 years to $100 million, there might be some obstacles. What do you anticipate as obstacles in doubling your business in the next 3 years?
I'm sure there will be several, Steve. Doubling your business doesn't come without a few obstacles. I do feel like we've built an infrastructure here that getting to this point has set us up to get to the next point. We've gone through a fairly significant transition where we were all products operating under one business and made the decision, a very controversial decision at the time, to go into separate business units, legal entities, subsidiaries that would be managed on their own P&Ls.
So these are separate companies.
They're separate companies.
Under the umbrella of Fortress.
That's correct, under the Fortress Building Products umbrella. And that has helped us maintain better focus and really be leaders in those market niches rather than being a mediocre player in each of them. So when you look forward, our ability to expand in those, as well as be an incubator for new startup businesses or have a built platform or infrastructure for bolt-on businesses through acquisitions, we're set up for that now. We've got the team, as we discussed earlier. really have built what we need to take it to the next level. We're working all the time to get better and better. Distribution channels are in place, and you know we're continuing to move to that next level.
Well, as an incubator, are you allowing your people to be creative, come up with ideas, and give you these new ideas for the future?
Absolutely. We've got a team within the company called the Innovations Team, and that's what they do day in and day out. And they're fueled by all parts of our company, whether you're in customer service or you're outside sales on the road and you see ideas, hear of opportunities, you feed it back to the Innovations Team, and they get to work on it.
They're only limited by their own imagination.
Absolutely.
I've owned a home for a little over 40 years. You've been in the business for 16 to 17 years. What are biggest changes that you've seen? Because, as I said, I've owned homes for over 40 years. I've seen lots of changes in building materials. What have you seen, and where do you see your industry going?
Well, this low maintenance trend is, it's been, since our start in 2002, a major change. If you look back from prior to that at fences, decks, pergolas, everything was built out of wood. And it was just known that you would have to maintain it and work on it and replace it, and that was part of it. As these more engineered and developed solutions have been coming to market, many of them, us leading the charge on, you're starting to see that evolve, and the adoption percentages are increasing rapidly. Very, very small early on, small niches of the segment, and now becoming far more mainstream. So it was at one time only the professionals that were using these products. You're starting to see more and more of these products purchased in retail at Home Depot's, Lowe's, Menards, things of that nature for the do-it-yourselfers or the light contractors to work with. And that shows real adoption into the building industry.
Well, I mentioned the United Center in Chicago where the Chicago Bulls, Chicago Blackhawks play. Obviously, that was sold by one of your distributors at that point. But why did they use your iron fence around the building perimeter? Why was yours the pick?
Well, if you look back, iron fence is not a new thing. Wrought iron fence has been used for many, many a decades to surround perimeters, but you're typically working with an expectation of having to deal with rust and corrosion and go out and repaint peeling paint.
And that's almost harder than taking care of the wood products.
It's very, very difficult. And so with our coating systems, which really have come from the automotive industry, they're very much similar to what you have on your car or automobile that was designed to eliminate the rust on cars. We've taken the same technology and employed it into the fence industry. And so when you've got an architect working on a high-profile project like the United Center, the last thing that they want to put around their building is a rusty fence. So they want something that's strong, secure, it's going to do its job, and not going to require the maintenance, and that's why they chose Fortress.
You mentioned 25 years on your decking, is that correct?
That's correct.
How about on your iron?
Well, it really depends on the grade. So there are different price points and different price levels, but you've got 10, 15, and 20-year warranties on iron.
Well, let's talk about pricing for a moment. For I guess it could fit residential and commercial. Because of the way your products are developed, is it cost prohibitive for some people? In other words, is it a lot more expensive? Because if nothing else, it's going to last for 25 years in many cases. So is it a higher price, or is it easy for, again, consumers or businesses to get into?
Well, because we're making these in a laid out product line where we have identified sizes and styles that can all be cut down and used to address any needs, we're able to do these in more of a mass production setup. If you look at the industry of the past, it was more of a backyard weld up and spray paint system. And that not only produces a product that's not going to withstand the elements, it's also a more expensive way to do it. When you're set up with proper equipment, jigs, welders, and running sophisticated coating lines, you're able to save a lot of cost and produce a better product.
Well, going back to the very beginning where I said that you wanted to be in the ski industry, you snowboard, you wakeboard. Do you see some innovation in those products through Fortress?
I would love to go down that road, but I don't see us doing that. That's a whole different industry, and we've got to stick to what we're good at.
And you are obviously good at what you're doing. You have four companies. Mention one more time how people can get a hold of you on your main website, and also mention the websites for the four companies you have within Fortress Building Products.
Our main website, fortressbp.com, will link you to any of the other websites underneath our umbrella, but each one of those websites or each one of those business units does have a specific website. Fortress Fence is www.fortressfence.com. Then we have fortressrailing.com, osco.bp.com, that's the ornamental wood ties and pergola hardware. And then our newest business unit is fortressdeck.com.
And you can get those websites all on our website, which is playmakerstalkshow.com. Thank you very much for being a part of Playmakers Talk Show. This is really interesting, finding about how you're developing new building products. Glad to have you on the show.
Thank you, Steve. I do appreciate the opportunity.
Well, this has been a terrific show. We just spoke with Matt Schurstad. Matt is the CEO and founder of Fortress Building Products, and there are four divisions under the umbrella, also on PlaymakersTalkShow.com. Thank you to Matt for being a playmaker. You definitely are a playmaker in this industry. It's been great having you on the show. Thanks to our listeners for listening and joining us. Join us again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com, where you can get all of our replays and past episodes. That's PlaymakersTalkShow.com, and we're going to be back with more Playmakers. See you then.
You've been listening to Playmakers Talk Show with Steve Klein. Join Steve again at PlaymakersTalkShow.com for more interviews with interesting and successful playmaking CEOs and executives.
Playmakers.